Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Friday, May 25th, Memorial Day weekend. So a firmer tone overnight continued, especially in the wheat. We had corn move up slightly from the overnight close and beans as well, but wheat was the real mover today. Let's take a look there. We had July finish up 12 and three quarter cents at 543. That's up 24 and three quarter cents on the week. It's the highest close since July 31st of 2017. Kansas City, July finished up 15 cents at 564, up 25 and a quarter on the week. And Minneapolis, July finished up 9.5 cents at 644 and a quarter, up 15 and a quarter cents on the week. So early on, both the Kansas City and Chicago contracts took out yesterday's low from that sell-off, but then traded back up, covered most of those ranges, and finished up near the highs from yesterday. So looking good, a good finish there. Weather in Russia, the main driver here, so it is dry out the next 2 weeks there, putting some pressure on their production. They're talking about cutting exports, and also the Siberian spring wheat is running extremely late in planting, so that putting a bid underneath the wheat as well. There's also some dryness in France and Australia. There were some rains in the U.S. in parts of Kansas and Oklahoma, but headed in for the weekend is some 90 to 100 degree weather. So we will have to keep an eye on that and see what happens Sunday night after the long weekend if we get any change in the forecast. Taking a look at beans, we've got July finishing up 5 3/4 cents at 10.41 1/2. That's up 43 cents on the week. November finishing up 6 at 10.53 1/2. Up 45 and a quarter cents on the week. We matched the high close for the year in the November contract at 53 1/2 there. USDA announced a couple of sales to China. These are government agencies buying, not privates yet, but it is encouraging. We had 165,000 tons of optional origin to China and 312,000 tons to China as well. There is a trucker strike down in Brazil. We've been getting some conflicting reports about whether or not that has been resolved. That's keeping a little bit of a bid under the soybean market also. Taking a look at the Commitment of Traders report, which just came out, we have the funds long 98,000 contracts of beans. That's as of Tuesday, so that excludes run-up and sell-off yesterday. But we are still up some over the last 3 days since that report, maybe have added to that position. 98,000 on the report, down 18,000 on the week. Maybe they're a bit over 100,000 now. More interesting news in the wheat contract there, where the open interest over the last couple of days headed into today was up 25,000 contracts. There was estimates that the funds were long 20,000 contracts in the Chicago wheat. As of Tuesday, though, it turns out they're actually short 1,700 contracts. That's down 6,000 from last week's Commitment of Traders report. Maybe added a little bit on the run-up here on two out of the last 3 days, probably long a little bit now. And in the Kansas City contract, long about 46,000 contracts this week. Not much changed from last week, but again, with the sharp rally in two out of the last 3 days, maybe added a few thousand contracts to that position. And taking a look at the corn, which also had a big open interest jump Wednesday and Thursday of about 45,000 contracts, we have the funds up to 200,000 contracts long. That's 22,000 higher than last week. And again, with the rallies in two out of the last 3 days, maybe added a few thousand contracts to that. Looking forward to the trade on Tuesday after the long weekend. They'll be releasing the first crop condition reports for corn. Right now they're expecting about 70% good to excellent. That's versus 65% last year. And we will be heading into the kind of weather watching season as summer sort of officially begins. So that's all I have for this afternoon. One more note, it is Memorial Day weekend, so while you are out enjoying yourselves, take a moment to remember those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for their country, and give a little nod and say a prayer. If you would like to get a hold of us, you can reach us here at Top Third at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE or topthird.com. Everyone have a safe and enjoyable holiday weekend.